The Adventures of Tintin by Hergé. Dramatized by Simon Eastwood. 6. Tintin in Tibet.
To the editor from Tintin, famous boy reporter. Subject, the abominable snowman. The Captain Snowy and I decided to take a well-earned holiday after our great expedition to the moon in the peace and serenity of the mountains of Europe.
Hello, Captain. Had a good day?
Marvellous, thanks. What about you? Exhausted, I'll bet.
Oh, a bit tired, I must say. But on top of the world, the mountains are superb, and the air's like champagne. You ought to come up with me one day.
Who, me? Not only that.
Certainly helps to clear the mind.
And the stomach.
I still feel quite stunned by that nightmare, though.
Nightmare? Nothing that a drink wouldn't cure. Talking of which, a waiter!
Ghastly. Chang, my old friend Chang, half buried in snow, calling to me. Help, Tintin, help!
Oh, forget about it, boy. Dreams go by opposites, so they say.
So horribly real.
What beats me is this passion for clambering over piles of rocks.
It beats me, too, but I don't have much of a say in the matter.
Your whiskey, senor.
Ah, splendid.
Is this your glass, senor?
Yes, and as I'm a haddock, you may fill it. Good.
Senor.
Who needs the champagne of the mountains when you've the whiskey of the hotel?
Thanks for ordering me one, Captain.
A letter for you, senor.
Thank you.
Always seeing accidents in the papers. Mountain drama here, alpine disaster there. Mountainous seas are all right, but real mountains ought to be abolished. At least that'd put a stop to all these planes bumping into them.
This letter's from Hong Kong. It's been forwarded by Nesta from Marlinspike.
I was reading a story in the paper only today. A DC-3 crashed into the Gossein Tan Massif in Tibet on a flight from Patna to Kathmandu.
It's a letter from Chang. Oh, you must admit it's a remarkable coincidence.
Oh, I suppose so. What's he say, anyway?
Well, he says he's been invited to London by his uncle. Hooray! Although unworthy of such an invitation, I have accepted. I fly to Calcutta, then on to Nepal. My venerable father wishes me to visit Kathmandu to pay my respects to his honourable cousin. Nepal? Kathmandu? The plane that hit the mountains. Quick, the paper. Perhaps there'll be some details of the crash.
Oh, no, but Tintin.
As soon as news of the crash, party of Sherpa Sir. What else? Yes, here. There's a list of those missing. Rajat Mullin, Son Li Po, Afrit Kulin.
What is it, old boy?
Tintin. You all right?
Tintin? Oh, list of no.
Poor friend, Chang.
Tintin, I'm so sorry.
Chang!
Tintin, old man.
We shall never see him again. Never.
Don't cry, Tintin.
No. It isn't true. I know Chang is not dead.
Not dead?
He's alive, I'm sure of it. The accident happened days ago, but last night I saw Chang alive, calling for help and alive.
But that was just a dream you had, boy. It wasn't real.
I know, but it wasn't an ordinary dream. It was a sort of premonition, telepathy, something like that.
Steady on.
He's alive, I tell you. I'm packing my bag and leaving for Nepal.
Look here, old man. It's madness.
I must save Chang.
Oh, 10,000 thundering typhoons. How can you save someone who's already dead?
Chang isn't dead.
All right. Even if he were alive, why should you be able to find him when Sherpas and experienced mountaineers have failed?
Captain, I'm convinced that Chang is alive. Maybe it's stupid, but there it is. And since I believe that he's alive, I'm going to look for him.
All right. Be obstinate. Go to Nepal. Go to Timbuktu. Go to Vladivostok, for all I care. But you'll be on your own, remember? I am not coming, and that's right. When I say no, I mean no. Right, where in Kathmandu? Where to now?
Well, Captain, first of all, we'll see the airport manager.
Ah, just you see what he has to say.
You must be mad, young man.
That's what I keep telling him.
I'm quite certain no guide will agree to go with you.
Ah, see?
But if you wish, I'll put you in touch with Sherpa Tharki, who led the rescue party.
I really am very grateful.
But I can tell you now what his answer will be.
You're mad. Me no want to risk three lives. Your life, life of Captain, and my life.
I suppose my life counts for nothing.
But you see, Tharki, I'm convinced that Chang isn't dead.
Him dead? I go there. I see broken aeroplane. Not possible to live. Oh, too cold. Nothing to eat. You not go. You too young to die.
Yes, it's only common sense, old man. You really must give up this daft idea.
Yes. What Tharky says is true.
Ah, fine. Now you're talking sense at last.
I have no right to risk your lives.
I knew you'd see reason.
I shall go alone.
What? All right, go. But on your own, I've trailed among this far thundering typhoons. I'm not playing nursemaid any longer. Enter.
Captain, I've come to say goodbye. But your rucksack.
Oh, disgraceful. Entirely filled with tobacco and bottles of whiskey.
Can you imagine for one moment I'd let a young whippersnapper like you go off alone? Not on your life.
But you said that
you... Oh, but. Don't start being awkward. I'm going with you whether you like it or not.
Captain?
Yes, what do you want?
I am Porter. Sherpa Tharky sent me, Captain. He said everything ready.
Ah, good. Guard those bottles with your life. And tell Tharky we're coming.
Tharky too?
Seeing you insisted on going, I decided to have another crack at Tharky. I told him how you were the best friend anyone could have. You all that nonsense. Anyway, I persuaded him to take us as far as the wreckage, but no further. And once you were up there, at least you realized there isn't the remotest chance of finding anyone alive.
Captain, you're a marvel.
I know. Well, come on. And Tharky won't wait forever.
Through rivers and jungle-like forests we trudged, across bridges hanging precariously over ravines, until finally, a week later, we arrived at the snow line, the mountains of Tibet looming above us.
We'll come here tonight, Tintin.
Oh, at last we're nearing our goal.
Oh, but time to warm a back, blistering barnacles.
You mean blistering paws, Captain?
Across there, Tibet. Aeroplane wreck there. Tomorrow we arrive. Now...
What's that noise?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Yeti.
That is Yeti.
The abominable snowman.
Oh, abominable rubbish. Fairy stories, old wives' tales. Who's ever seen this famous Yeti?
Oh, do not laugh, Captain. Yeti is real. Very big. Very strong. Eat eyes and hands of men he kill.
You're imagining things. It's only the wind. Oh, here's something real enough.
You're not dreaming, Captain.
What?
If Yeti smell alcohol, he come. Yeti likes alcohol.
He's not the only one.
One day near Sadoa, he find bottle of very strong beer and drink it.
Drinking alcohol? What are you on earth you babbling about?
He get drunk. Go to sleep. Men from village tie him up. But Yeti very strong when he no longer sleep.
Yeah, he wake up with shocking hangover, like me, I know.
He wake up, break ropes, and then off he goes.
Ah, you've made your point. Well, I'm up to bed. Good night.
I say the captain's left his bottle behind.
I can tell you it'll take more than an abominable snowman to keep me awake.
No, he might have left the top off.
It's a cold morning.
Come, we go.
Billions of blistering barnacles, my bottle of whiskey.
I was wondering when you would take...
Tintin, did you pick up that bottle I left over here last night?
No, I thought you took it with you into your tent. What about Tharky?
Oh, me? No.
Porter?
No, Captain, no see it.
Oh, thundering typhoons, it can't just have vanished. Oh, Snowy, have you been a naughty doggy?
Oh, if only, Captain, if only.
Stolen. Alcohol stolen by Yeti.
Oh, rubbish. What sort of idiot do you take me for? A half-baked haddock.
Come, we start. Long journey today.
No. I'll not go further.
First you steal my whiskey. Now you won't go on.
I not want to be killed by Yeti.
Oh.
Him drink Captain's alcohol. Make him very bad now.
Do you think I'm shocked in the head?
I go home to my village.
Thundering typer. Hey, you come back here, you lily-livered loon.
It's no good. He's very frightened. He gone. Now we cannot go on.
But we simply must go on, Tharky. We can't give up now.
Impossible. We cannot carry Porter's load.
We'll dump anything that isn't absolutely essential. Tharky, we've got to save Chang.
Here we are, Tintin. These remains of aeroplane. Now you see, no one living here. The journey has been waste of time.
Not so fast, Tharki. There might not be anyone here, but...
Not anywhere. Is it not true, Captain?
It looks like that to me, and no mistake.
On balance, I must agree with Half-Baked Haddock.
We camp here tonight. Tomorrow, return to the valley.
Well, I'm going to have a look around. Over there, towards that rock face.
Oh, I should like. I'm getting into whatever's left of this plane. We need some shelter.
You see, Snowy, old boy? If I'd been in Chang's place, I'd come out of the crash alive. This is where I would have headed.
I say, don't you think it's about time we had a breather?
Look. The mouth of a cave. Let's go in.
There's something I don't like about it.
Stop growling, Snowy.
I tell you, someone or something has been here.
Look, there's something carved on this rock, some letters. They seem to spell a name. Chang. Oh, great snakes, Chang. His name in Chinese, and he's carved it in our script too. So I wasn't mistaken. Chang did survive the accident. Hooray. He's sheltered here, but... Heaven's name, what's become of him? Come on, Snowy, we must tell the others.
Still nothing, Captain.
Oh, it's getting worrying. It's 2 hours since he left.
We can do nothing but wait in shelter of plane till storm passes.
Crazy. I ought to have waited in the cave till it stopped. I've completely lost my bearings now. Help! Not a sound. It's getting dark too. What will become of us now, Snowy?
I will probably be found 100 years from now, perfectly preserved.
Saved. Someone's there. Yes, look. It's the captain. Help! Captain! Captain! He can't hear me. He's getting further away. This is awful. Captain! Captain!
Tintin! Tintin!
Yes, it's me easing up a bit.
Listen. Yeti,
my freezing foot. I've heard that cry before. It's Snowy. It's Snowy howling for the dead. Something must have happened to Tintin. Snowy. My poor Snowy. You're buried in the stuff here. What's happened to you, Master? I said... Oh, it's passed out.
Here, fallen into crevasse.
Thunder and typhoons.
You know me, I show you what to do.
Yes, right. Oh, let's hope the rope holds.
Now don't let go, Captain.
Don't you worry, Tharki.
Captain, ahoy there, Captain.
Oh, don't bother me now, can't you see me? Tintin. Oh, Tintin, give me a hand.
The rope, don't let go of the rope.
Wonder it. Ah! Oh, got it. Oh, what a close one.
I think we've had enough excitement for one day, Captain. Come on, let's get Snowy back to the plane.
Well, where do we get Tharki back at?
Oh, look. Snowy coming round.
Hello, hero.
What happened then, Tintin?
Good boy. Well, when I came to, I crawled along the bottom of the crevasse. It gradually sloped upwards. Then, after a few acrobatics, I managed to get out. That was after I saw you, Captain, in the blizzard.
But me? I never budged from the plane.
Oh, and it was you, Tharki.
Oh, me? No, not me.
Well, then, who was it that I saw?
You saw Yeti, Tintin. No doubt. We go down quickly to Valley. Great danger for us. Besides, no one alive up here.
But there is, Tharki. In an ice cave, I discovered a stone on which Chang carved his name. It absolutely proved that he survived the crash.
Come and look. Look. Where is he now? Where? In that direction? Or in that?
Yeah, Tharki's right, Tintin. You can't see your hand in front of your face.
Yes.
must accept the evidence. Tomorrow morning, we leave.
Come along, Tintin, old lad. You've done everything humanly possible.
Goodbye, my friend.
Come along, no good hanging about.
Tharky? Captain, stop! Don't go! What's that yellow thing up there on the rock face?
What? Where can you see something yellow?
Up there, follow the direction of my finger. Quick, my binoculars. It's a bit of rag. No, a scarf. Take a look, Tharky. A yellow scarf caught in a rock.
You're right.
A scarf? Where? Give me the binoculars.
It's absolute proof that Chang is alive. He's even shown us the way up to find him. Come on, Tharky, let's go.
Well, I can't see anything.
Oh, no, Tintin. I not go on. I go home, for I am sure Chang is dead.
But the scarf, Tharky.
No proof. Only real climber could scale such a rock face.
Where the devil did you see this scarf, anyway?
Need special boots, ropes, and other things.
I still can't see this precious scarf.
I not know how it comes up there. In a storm, perhaps. Or with Yeti.
Blistering mysticals, it's the barnacle. I mean, yeltering barnacles, it's the blistering. I mean, up there! Look! Look up there, the Yeti!
Where? Let me look. I can't see it, are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Sort of an enormous monkey with a head like an overgrown coconut. He bolted like a rabbit.
Well, Yeti or no Yeti, I'm going up there. And you, Captain?
Tintin, you'll have to drive a man to drink.
In other words, yes.
It's sheer lunacy, but I'm with you.
What did I say?
And you, Tharky? Yes?
No, I not follow you. Very brave, but you not know mountain dangers. Very foolish,
perhaps. Well, Tharky, in that case, this is where we park. Goodbye and very many thanks. We couldn't have had a better guide.
Yes, I'll drink to that. Goodbye, Tharky.
Goodbye. I hope you one day return to your country.
Now, we're on our way. First, I'll strap Snowy to my rucksack. Then I suggest we rope up, Captain.
Oh, it's for a scarf, blistering barnacles.
We made it. Here's the scarf.
I'm very pleased for you.
Oh, crikey, what a view, huh?
Oh, Captain, look at it. Bloodstains.
Yes, yes, I can see. But even supposing that this is Chang's scarf, what then? What do you suggest now, eh?
To go on, Captain.
To think there are people who do this for fun. Not me. Ah!
Oh, no!
He's hanging on the end of the rope in midair.
This is barnacles. That was a mere thing. Oh, Lord, I'm really at the end of a tether. But I'm safe thanks to you and the rope. It's amazing stuff, Nylon. Hey, now, can you hold me up?
No such luck, Captain. If I make the slightest move, it's the high dive for both of us.
Three of us?
Thundering typhoons, I can't reach to gain a foothold on that perishing rock face.
Oh, Captain, he obviously doesn't realize with each jerk, the rope cuts further into me.
It's hopeless, Captain. I can't make it. I'm beginning to freeze. Can you hang on up there?
For as long as possible, but I feel myself getting weaker and paralyzed with cold.
Well, don't fall. That's no good. At least save yourself. Cut the rope and steal the answer.
Never. Either we're both saved or we die together.
Oh, I suppose I don't get a say in this.
Then I'm going to die then too, isn't it? All right, I'll do it myself.
Captain, I implore you, don't do it. You're mad.
I'll get this blade open. That's it. I'm going to do it. Goodbye, Tintin. I'm going.
No, Captain, please, no.
Blistering barnacles. I can't blast in my blood. Excuse me, I may be
some time. What's that? What's that noise?
What noise? What?
Captain, don't cut the rope. We're saved. But tell us, Tharky, why did you come back to find us?
I go towards village, but I think of you. You, young man, risking your life to save Chinese friend. I tell myself, I am a coward. I turn back and follow you. Now we go on. I know a monastery.
I'm not moving another step.
Come on, Captain.
It will take an earthquake to shift me.
Come on!
No!
You do it for a swig of whiskey.
What? Oh, well,
Quick! Have a lunch! Night will come on! Oh, no!
White goddess is angry.
Really, blessed lightning, you're as gullible as a Poprian peasant. It's an avalanche, neither more nor less.
Look, blessed lightning ascends into the air. He is going to have another vision.
Blessed lightning and his visions. When you think he is as blind as a bat from Weipiang.
Silent, shining light. Blessed lightning speaks.
Tall man and a young boy with a great heart, and a little dog white as powder snow. They are in mortal danger. Great heart is walking, walking, walking. He is at the end of his strength. Great heart falls.
It's no good. My ankle's twisted. I can't go on. Snowy, it's up to you. Run to the monastery. Get help.
A dog, white as powder snow. Really?
Look, a dog approaches.
It is powder snow.
Oh, how am I supposed to get this bunch of nuns to help me?
We are monks, powder snow.
Oh dear. Someone heard me.
Ah, show us the way to your friends, all barking.
Yes, follow me.
Welcome, O travellers, to the monastery of Corbillon. You have slept for 2 days. I trust you are replenished.
Yes. Thank you, Grand Abbot. You have been most kind.
Yes, very good of you, Grand Abbot.
What I would like to know is why everyone's bald around here.
Your guide, Tharki, suffered a broken leg. He is comfortable now, but will need to rest for 2 weeks. You have told me the purpose of your journey. You have braved 100 dangers. You have suffered solely for the love you bear your friend.
Chang, that's right.
You are indeed noble and credit your race as Powder Snow credits his race too. Alas, young stranger, here in Tibet the mountains keep those whom they take, and the vultures make sure no traces remain. Tomorrow a caravan leaves here bound for Nepal. You must join it.
Ah, yes, that's a good idea, Grand Piano. Yes, isn't it, Tintin? Isn't it?
Great heart, you have dropped this.
Oh, crikey, it's him again.
Hello, Palasar.
How do you do?
Cheng Scarf. Really is very kind.
No, that monk is rising into the air.
Thundering. Kaiki. Ahalavayak. Hello. The eye. A cave. I see a boy. The scarf belongs to him. He is lying on a bed of juniper branches.
Imagine this quest.
Alas, he is possessed by devils. He has a fever. But who is this approaching him?
Photo, quick. No one will ever believe it.
The Mego!
Pity. Too late to snap the floating father. He's come down to earth.
What an oddball.
I heard that. Hold us
now. Where's the horn of the yak?
The horn of the yak? There is a mountain of that name near the village of Charabang. But if your friend is a prisoner of the Migu, it would be better if he were dead.
What's the Migu?
The abominable snowman.
What? That's dreadful. We simply must save him.
I'll say something to him, grandfather. Make him give up this crazy idea.
Listen, Captain, don't be angry with me. I'm leaving for Charabang. You must understand I can't do otherwise. Come on, Snowy.
Oh, marvellous. Do you think the Yeti would like me pre-cooked or just as I am?
All right. Do as you please. Go to Mars for all I care. I'm going home to Malin's bike.
I
I have been sitting here for 3 days at the foot of this yak-shaped mountain waiting for this confounded Migu of yours to poke his nose out.
Patience, Captain, patience.
Remember, I'm only here to take a photograph of the blundering baboon. Oh, if only I could have a good pipe. But no, the poor delicate little Yeti's nose is so sensitive.
What's that?
The Yeti! It's just come out from behind a rock over there. It's going. It's disappeared.
Oh, good.
This is it. Now's our chance. He's out of his lair. Come on, Captain. Not a moment to lose.
Don't forget the camera. Get a photograph of the Yeti. Imagine what a sensation
okay.
It caused. You do the close-up. I'll do the long shot.
Okay. You stay here and keep a lookout. If you see the Yeti coming back, give me a whistle. Like this.
Right. No problem.
Oh, dear. Off we go. Out of the frying pan.
Here we are. The entrance to the cave. Chang!
Nibbles? Who's that?
Who is that?
Chang!
Yes! Oh, Chang, it's me, Tintin! It's Snowy!
Powder Snow, if you don't mind.
I knew I'd find you in the end. This is wonderful, Tintin! Oh, my friend. And Snowy, too. How often I've thought of you.
You're ill. You're shaking with fever. Come on, we must hurry. Wrap yourself in my anorak, and we'll go.
No, Tintin, suppose he comes back.
There's no danger. One of my friends is waiting outside. Any sign of the Yeti, and he'll whistle.
It's the Yeti. The Yeti.
Lean on me. Hold tight. You'll see, we'll manage.
Tintin, look out! He's coming in!
This is it,
I wonder who he's going to eat first.
It's him, my friend, I told.
Quick, my pickaxe!
He's picking up the camera. Perhaps he thinks it's an old dev. George, he's taking a picture of himself.
But the camera flash frightened him to death.
Hang on, Tintin, here I come.
He's running out of the cave.
Captain, are you hurt?
An atom bomb. What happened? A hairy atom bomb, wasn't it? We all dead. Ah, well, at last we're on our way back home. Even if it is on yak back.
Poor snowman.
How strange. You said poor snowman. The only one who knows him, and you don't call him abominable.
Of course not. He did not abandon me. He took care of me. Without him, I would have died of cold and hunger. And now it is I who am abandoning him.
Mind you, I wish we'd managed to get a picture of our abominable snowman. Just a minute. Blistering barnacles, we did get a photo, we did. The Yeti took one of himself. Right, where's the camera?
In the hands of the Yeti, Captain.
What?
We left it in the cave.
What? Whoa! What? Back, we must come back!
No, and when I say no, I mean no.
Well, perhaps it's better that people don't know he exists.
Goodbye, my friend!
You know, I hope they never succeed in finding him. They would treat him like some wild animal. I tell you, Tintin, from the way he took care of me, I couldn't help wondering if, deep down, he had not a human soul.
Who knows, Chang? Who knows?
Tintin in Tibet starred Leo McKern as Captain Haddock, Richard Pearse as Tintin, and Andrew Sachs as Snowy. With Neil Roberts as Tharki, Paul Courtney Hugh as Chang, Brett Usher as Blessed Lightning, John Church as Shining Light, and Eric Allen as Burning Fire. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Adventures of Tintin by Hergé have been dramatized by Simon Eastwood and produced by John Yore.